Scientists find a disease in Michigan that's deadly for bats. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Bats with white nose syndrome have been found in two counties in the Upper Peninsula and Alpena County in northern Lower Michigan. The fungal disease has killed more than 6 million bats in 27 states and 5 Canadian provinces since 2006. Ellen Curta is a biology professor at Eastern Michigan University. He's one of the researchers who found the infected bats, and he joins me now. You've been watching hibernating bats for this disease for some time now. What does it mean that you found it here?
Well, it's devastating. It's like every member of your extended family has received a terminal diagnosis. It's not fun.
This winter, you found 5 little brown bats with symptoms of the disease. What did you see when you found the bats?
Well, the very first one, it was not really obvious, and we relied on a strange characteristic that the infected skin will glow yellowish-orange underneath an ultraviolet light. And that's the reason that we took that animal as a sample and had it tested. And then it came back positive for the DNA and positive for what's called histopathology, which is looking at the skin for the characteristic lesions that the fungus causes. The other two sites, though, when we went into them, it was very obvious. This characteristic tuft of white fuzz around the nostrils is distinctive, and we did see that as soon as we walked into two of the sites.
What does it do to the bats?
Well, the major problem is that it's attacking the skin of the bats, and in the long run, what occurs is that they arouse from hibernation more frequently. That attacking of the skin probably is leading to increased water loss from the animal's bodies, and they're arousing from hibernation more frequently to replenish that water. The fact is that normally a bat will arouse about every 2 weeks from hibernation. The infected bats are arousing about once every 7 days. That doubling of the number of arousals throughout winter costs a large amount of energy, a large amount of the fat that they stored. So by arousing much more frequently, they're using up their fat much more frequently. They are then running out of that fat come February and March, and essentially they will die of starvation because there are no flying insects out there to give them food.
Is there anything that can be done to keep it from spreading?
Not spreading among bats, because you can't control these hundreds of thousands of little animals that are out there flying around. So we do try to control spread from human sources by requesting that people refrain from going into underground sites and accumulating the spores on their clothing or their gear and then transporting it to another underground site. So we do request that, and if people do go in, such as myself, a researcher, there are procedures that we have to follow in order to kill the fungus if it happens to be present on any of the stuff that we take into a mine.
And is there anything in our own backyards that's helpful?
You know, you can put up bat houses. You can be nice to the bats that happen to live in your own personal house, for example. Anything that we can do to make the lives of the bats easier probably is going to mean that more of them are going to survive. But we're still going to be faced with the fact that 90% of them probably are going to die. The 90% of those that hibernate underground, and that's 5 of our 9 species.
So in other words, this is very bad news.
Yes, I think that this is one of the worst wildlife calamities ever in the history of North America. You're looking at potential extinction of multiple different species of bats.
Ellen Curta is a biology professor at Eastern Michigan University. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.